Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. Welcome. So we get to talk about wonderful stuff today. Anything that moves and inspires you. Are you in a place where you're looking for that extra motivation or a place where you could really use your passion to motivate you to do something, to get an initiative going or a project you've always wanted to get going or that thing that you keep saying you're going to do to get going? And it always takes steps. It takes steps. It takes outside help, someone to inspire you, motivate you, where you can really find that larger meaning in your life and then connect it to the bigger why as to why you want to do something about it. So my guest today, her name is Luann Ludwig, and she's the author of a book called A Journey Within. And it's all about the willingness to practice and persist through the ebbs and flows of our life, of our own life, but making it simple, really not making it overcomplicated or very in-depth, just something that we can really do, very simple methods. And those are the ones I like to focus on as well. They help you get unstuck the fastest. Welcome to the show, Luann. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your path. You had not always been a sitting on the pulpit as a spiritual teacher, right?
No, actually, I have been very involved in metaphysical thought for years, decades. Mm-hmm. But I was a very, very committed realtor, real estate agent, and I was, overstressed with my life, and I just felt unfulfilled, even though I was very, very successful in that. And I knew that there was something more, and then I just got an amazing calling to pull away from that and develop my empathic gifts and learn how to find peace within and eventually to become a teacher for others to find the same.
Well, I mean, even as a real estate agent, it does take a lot of I find that is the one thing that you can really – the more in touch you are with your intuition and yourself, the better things tend to go. And yeah, I'm sure it's like that for a lot of different professions. But what changed in you? What made you realize that this wasn't that driving force for you, even though it's probably pretty lucrative? What changed for you? What made you make that decision to get out of that business?
You know, it was very lucrative for me, but I had some very deep spiritual encounters and experiences that made me just know there was something else I needed to go in the direction of. It was pretty astounding. I began to develop my clairvoyancy and clairknowing and quite a few psychic gifts. And I just was led to discover more deeply and integrate in the tools that I wrote about in my book, A Journey Within, but also to more in-depth explore the empathic gifts I was brought into this lifetime with.
Mm. Do you feel that those gifts are something that you developed out of a need or that they were maybe there from childhood?
You know what? I think we're all born with these gifts, mm-hmm. but some of us come with more of a sort of destiny, let's say, for better word choice, to follow that. And I did use metaphysical practices in my practice as a real estate agent. But now things are, it's just, they've hyped up to a whole new level. And, you know, what led me to it, gosh, you know, I had guides just guiding me along. I now call those guides, they're ascended masters, but they're my higher self. And I think we all have access to these guides, to, you know, the heavenly realms, if we want to pursue it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I definitely agree. So you help people develop those skills, those abilities, that we all, as you say, we all come in with, essentially, and really tune into it?
Well, mostly what I'm on the path of right now is helping people to, this first book that I have has simple steps like living with appreciation, intention setting, staying mindful, meditation, staying in alignment with our God source within, surrendering and letting go, things like that. But the way I've put it together in this book is in such a simple way that it's easier to hold on to. See, I lived so long reading hundreds of books, and I would love them as I was reading them and think, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I set the book down, and life takes over again, and pretty soon it all goes by the wayside. And yes, I integrated a little here and a little there, but this book really helps you to become an expert at these things, and you can do them one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And it makes such a life change just to integrate a few of the tools, let alone all of them.
Well, the intention setting, let's break that down for a second, because I think that it's easier, and I'm not sure why, but to complain about something than it is to imagine it the way you want it. So you can talk about all the things that are going wrong, but then to really imagine, take our country, for example. It's easy to complain about the president and the situation, and there's a lot of stuff they're complaining about. But to really go into that place of imagine if it was a harmonious country with a leader that was well-respected and in a in different organizations being supported that support our planet and environment, there it's like almost a Pollyanna-ish way of thinking to intention set that way. But tell me, so when you go into a place where there's so much adversity and yet you want to create a different result, Luann, how do you do that? You know what I mean?
Well, I really think as you were talking, I thought, what would be the first step to start, targeting that? That would be to put our mindsets as, you know, like you said, we're all sort of predisposed to complain and grumble about things. And instead, as soon as you catch yourself doing that, if you would to start looking from the perspective of appreciation, well, what is it about this government that I can appreciate? Or about, just, I know sometimes that is so hard, don't get me wrong, but if we can find ways to put our focus in small areas of appreciation, then allow that to build so that you're doing what some people call an appreciation rant or an appreciation sound off.
Rant.
Whatever that subject is that is bothering you, and as you dive into that appreciation sound off, it builds on itself, and pretty soon you're feeling, oh, you know what? There's some hope. There's some things over here that could be pretty, you know, going in a better direction. And, you know, the more we find ourselves doing that, the more, as a collective, we're changing the collective consciousness thought to help bring us forward in a more positive way.
Hmm. Maybe choosing the country was not a great example. Let's go for something smaller.
That was a tough one to start with.
Let's go for something more achievable. Like, I don't know.
I've got one. Okay, so let's say you just had a little spat with your spouse and you're running off to the grocery store.
Right.
And in your mind you're going, oh my gosh, right? Kind of going around and around in your mind and how upset you are. So if you say, okay, wait, I see what I'm doing, take a breath, get centered. And then when you're calm, then you start saying, okay, what is it about my spouse that, you know, appeals to me, that I like? You know, and there's some generic things you can certainly, no matter how angry you are or upset or frustrated about something, there are always things, obviously, that appeal to you, right? So you start in with those really generic things, and then those start to lead to the more endearing things that you think about your spouse, and then it goes on, and pretty soon you're feeling pretty good about the spouse, and whatever the silly thing you were arguing about is fading and fading because your focus is really going to what you love about your marriage or your partnership or whatever you've got going on. So you will be amazed when you get back from the grocery store. It is crazy, but it's almost as though they heard you saying all those wonderful things because the vibration of the whole place changes. The air changes. Even if it's not immediate, it will. As you walk in, your vibration has changed, and therefore theirs will. And it's just amazing. It's amazing what happens.
I absolutely agree, and I have done that before, but can we talk a little bit more about this stage between the rant and the getting centered? Because there's a big gap there that is not as easy. There's a big gap. It's not like 90 seconds, I'm going to rant, and now all of a sudden I'm going to breathe and be centered and be in love. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. But there are things, you know, once you realize you're ranting, okay, which one of the tools do I want to pull out and use right now? Because you'll have a whole handbag of tools, okay? There's a ton of tools just in this little teeny simple book of mine. But if we did choose the appreciation one, the way to get yourself there, okay, take some breaths, get calm, soften your facial muscles, soften your shoulder muscles, your neck. Put your hand over your heart. Take some breaths in and just imagine a loving elixir pouring over you as you breathe in this loving feeling of the universal love coming into you. That helps you to get centered. Then once you're centered, you say, okay, I'm still upset about what was going on over there, but I'm centered, I'm connected right now. My husband's a hard worker. My husband cares about my family a lot. You know what I mean? You start with the simple things, and then as you do those, they lead to the next, to the next, to the next. And for me, it's example of husband. It could be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, best friend, whoever you're having, and boss, whoever. It all, you know, you can always come up with some beginning things. Does that answer what you're asking?
Yeah, it does. It really does. And that's a great way of saying it, is to really get into step-by-step-by-step processes.
Right.
And breathing through it, and it really does help. But sometimes, you know, it takes 15 minutes. So it takes 15 minutes. You can also do something that where you give to yourself a little bit, where you can go and I don't know, turn on some great music or roll the windows down and scream really loud or do something really fun for yourself. Maybe even get like a chair massage somewhere. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Something that helps you drop your shoulders.
Yeah. Those are all great tools. I'm totally with you with that.
Right. Now you have you work with people with their dreams. And
yes.
I noticed that you have a great ability to decode dreams. Tell me a little bit about that. Because not all one symbol fits all, right?
That's exactly my outlook on it, absolutely. Each person has their own personal set of dream symbols, personal. So, for instance, if I were to have, years back, I would have dreams that would have a particular friend of mine be a character in the dream. Well, I came to know that she was always the symbol of perfectionism, of the part of me that is perfectionism. And so anyway, each person in your dream is, I mean, when I used to teach people how to decipher their own dreams, and then I became empathic on it. Oh my gosh, now just send me your dream and let me send you this wonderful reading. It is incredible. But when you're doing it yourself, each character in your dream is a portion of yourself. It's a part of, you know, the part of you that is, like I said, perfectionistic, or the part of you that is skeptical, or so on and so forth.
So that's so interesting.
That is warm and snuggly.
Do you use your intuition and your intuitive skills to help analyze people's dreams?
I absolutely do. Yeah, and I've helped so many people I give them just incredible insights because, you know, when we have a dream, it's there for a purpose. It's our subconscious working on something for us. Whatever you have going on currently in your life that you're having issues over, that's what you're going to dream about. Even though the dream may be about, you know, Puff the Magic Dragon and fire breathing, whatever. It's those are symbols which are there to help you about whatever it is going on currently in your life. Mm. Sometimes we don't even realize what the dream is about, but then once you figure out what the dream is there to help you with, you know, it's just amazing.
Or it could be a really clear message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people say, gosh, I don't want to go back to sleep because I don't want to have that horribly bad dream again. Well, the reason it was so frightening or what have you to you was to help you remember it so that it would be in your closer to your consciousness. I mean, if you can mix your subconscious mind with your conscious mind and look at these dreams, it's all impacting. It's very, very powerful.
Now, if when you work with people in their dreams, it also helps them remember it. And I'm mentioning this because it's our fun drive here at KPFK. And if you have had a dream and you are, like our, my producer just sent me a dream she had. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one for you. Okay, let's go into this. She had a dream that there was a baby fawn at the back door and wondered where the mama was and looked deeper into the yard and there was a kangaroo.
And that was what she gave you as her dream, right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's a great dream.
So let's see.
Baby fawn at the back door wondered where the mama was, looked deeper into the yard, and there was a kangaroo. I think she needs to go to Australia.
Her, the baby fawn is I'm going to say that baby fawn is going to be a gentle part of her that needs to be nourished, and that there was a baby fawn. I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
It's so much easier for me if I have it in front of me.
Baby fawn at the back door. Yeah.
At the back door. Okay, so there's the part of her that needs to be nourished and is soft and endearing, and it's at the back door. And then tell me the other part. So sorry.
And wondered where the mama was and looked deeper into the yard, and there was a kangaroo.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Each of us has our own inner child, and this part of her is wondering where the mama portion of her personality is to nurture the inner child portion of her. And instead, she's seeing out into the backyard and seeing a kangaroo who is, for her, someone who hops around. Oh, my gosh. So she's, for whatever is going on for her right now, she's seeking some nurturing for her inner child. And instead, what she's finding is a strong part of her, which a kangaroo is a strong animal, who's doing some major hopping around instead of just taking that little girl, that little fawn, into her arms and loving her through whatever it is.
Nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll bet you that does ring some for her.
Wow, that's great. This is a perfect example of what is available for the fun drive. If you call us now, 818-985-KPFK, and you can donate $100 to the station, then Luann will do this type of dream analysis or reading for you. And there are only 8 available because she's donating her time, which we really greatly appreciate for this radio station. So you can ask questions about a current issue or life path that you're dealing with, asking 3 questions and making it organized for her. Or you can have a dream analyzed and receive a detailed analysis, a little bit like what you just saw her do, which I kind of sprung that on you, Luann. Thank you.
More than that. It will be a lot more than that because I'll be able to center myself and get tuned in to the person who submits their dream or their request for a reading. So they're going to get just a remarkable, like, 2-page reading for them. It'll have so many insights and so much information for them. They'll be so excited.
Wonderful. I mean, that's so nice. And for those of you that have really been kind of haunted by something that's deep in your psyche, you haven't been able to unravel or maybe never want to talk about, this is a great opportunity for you to donate to the station, first of all, which we really appreciate.
Absolutely.
And then you will get an email from Luann, because we need your email. So please give your email to the volunteer who's answering the phone here. And then we can connect you with Luann, and she'll do this wonderful reading for you. So even if it's, you know, if it's a dream you've been having over and over again, or if it's psychic reading, or if it's something that you're looking at making a career change or current life path issues, questions that you really just need outside help with, this is... I always say this to people listening, is that if it rings to you right now and it says, yes, I really need this, that's your inner voice saying, this is something that coincidentally I'm listening to the show for a reason. I'm tuned in for a reason. It speaks to you. That's how I always work with the Aware Show, is it's whoever is supposed to hear it will. And if you are called to this message, then it's for you. And if you want to donate to this radio station, then that's even better. And if you call us now, 818-985-KPFK, then you can donate $100 to the station. Then Luann will be able to give you the reading or the dream analysis. There's also, if you want to connect with Luann in the future, there it is. It's luannledwig.com. And you can find that at the Aware Show website, theawareshow.com. To be able to get her spelling of her name and so forth. But so keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. We have 8 of those that are available for fundraising today, and there are already 2 people who have called us. So get on those lines, 818-985-KPFK. So, Luann, can we talk a little bit more about a journey within? Yes?
I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say on that dream analysis, too, that there will also be a life path reading involved with that. So, I mean, it is very in-depth. It's so fun. It is so fun to read those. And the life path reading also can help you see what direction you're headed, how your choices might be directing you in this time. And then you can see from the perspective, do I want to be going in the direction I'm going right now, or might I want to take a little bit of a variation from that? Mm. It's so impacting to be able to see what you can get through these psychic type readings. It's amazing.
It's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. You sometimes, when we're in it and in the thick of it and in the upset about it, it's really hard to see it from another perspective. And someone could fly in like you that has intuitive skills and really spends your life on developing these skills and bring a different perspective in. And then the person will go, oh, that's what I was. Yeah, that makes sense. And it rings true. And then in the meantime,
Absolutely.
You start teaching people how to do this on their own, and you can solve a lot more problems and issues by just focusing and learning these skills and tuning in by yourself, which I think is ultimately the way to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you wake up in the morning and set an intention for your day, that, you know, you can just change the whole tune of what you're walking into. It's a beautiful, they're beautiful skills to learn.
What do you find is the biggest issue that people come to you with these days?
Usually, you know, job changes, mm-hmm. relationship issues. Those are probably 2 of the biggest. Actually, relationship issues are probably the biggest, and next would be job issues.
What about relationship issues do you see is the biggest source of complaint these days? I'm curious.
You know, it varies from couple to couple. I think it's always, you know, so beautiful to remember to look for the good in each of us, and that applies in our relationships as well. It just is. You know, we have such a tendency, like you had said earlier, to be ragging on things and complaining about this and that. And if instead we just change our whole way of patter out to looking for the good, it makes such a difference in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. And I think this could do with work relationships and any relationship, is to look for the good in it rather than
Absolutely.
What's wrong. People, I also
Absolutely.
Feel... We tend to take relationships for granted and to step back and say, you know, and be grateful for all that the person in your life has done. It takes being, stepping up to a higher ground and not staying in a place. There may be still things that you're upset and frustrated about, but people love to be appreciated for what they've done, who they are, and it doesn't take anything to do that. You might have more complaints, and they may outweigh the appreciation, but that little amount of appreciation goes such a long way because we don't do it. We don't tend to.
Right. It's so true, but we can learn to tend to.
Yeah.
Have that be our tendency. We can learn that.
Unless there's a crisis, but that's not necessarily the way to go. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, once you learn to have it be your normal state of being, it's easier to see when you slip into the other way. I mean, we're all human, for goodness sake, right? But when you start to slip into the old mode of picking on this or picking on that or being critical of this or that, and then you catch yourself, then you can bring yourself back around. It's just the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Okay, so remind me, if listeners were to take this away, what are three essential proven tools that they can take with them right now?
Well, you and I spoke about appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, intention setting, we didn't go into depth on that, but that one's an excellent one. And staying in the now, that's a really great one, you know, to stay in the moment. Ground yourself. If you are upset, if you are frustrated, put your hand on your desk and feel that desk. Put your hand on the wheel of the car and feel that wheel and look at the trees swaying in the breeze or the color of the car in front of you. Bring yourself back into the now and breathe and relax, become centered, you know.
Hmm.
If I gave you three. But
Yes. Well, you said we wanted to go a little bit more into intention setting, and I appreciate that. I want to give the listeners a chance to call us right now, 818-985-KPFK. And I think there's an emphasis here on if you're in a place of upset, if you're in a place of being affected by the ebb and flow of life rather than being at the effect of it, then you have an opportunity right now to speak with someone who really is skilled in helping people get through this. And it seems like that's one of your expertises, is really helping people get through that eye of the needle. So the number here is 818-985-KPFK. If you would like a dream analyzed or receive a detailed analysis, and it's very detailed, as Luann was just speaking about, on a reading or something that really is an issue in your life. So these are readings. There are eight. They are limited to eight. We do need a credit card for the donation to the radio station, so we really appreciate that. 818-985-KPFK. And I just want to just let you guys know this really quickly, that a lot goes into producing a radio show and putting on the station and everything that goes in, the volunteers that are here during the fund drives. And I ask you for your support at this time because Luann has donated through countless emails and phone calls and conversations. She's been so kind to donate her time to the radio station. Our volunteers are donating their time. I'm donating my time. And the engineers are here in the radio station also, many of them donating their time. So it is greatly appreciated for you to be able to donate to the radio station to keep this entire engine flowing. Not many people do things without being paid, and I really appreciate that because I do. And if you could donate to this radio station, it continues public radio's mission. It continues getting news out that isn't necessarily bought or paid for at all, because there is no grants, there are no funding, there is nothing that KPFK accepts other than your donations. And we really appreciate that. We're passionate broadcasters, and we love what we do. So I ask you if you could call 818-985-KPFK. It would be wonderful for this radio station and greatly, greatly appreciated by us. That's the truth. In addition to that, you get a chance to do the wonderful reading with Luann Ludwig, who's very experienced and will help you get into a place of just being grounded. It helps so much. So you're donating to a station, so you're doing a really good thing for life, and then you're also getting some clarity. So we like to come up with premiums here on this show that give and get. And so it's a $100 donation.
Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's something little, I can help you tremendously. But if you have something big going on, you will find so many insights that will just give you incredible direction. That's the difference. That's the difference. And both from the dream aspect or the psychic reading side, either way.
Now, you said you've been doing this for about 20-something years, right? Decades, right?
I have. And you know what? There's been so many lives that have been changed. Oh, my gosh. I have had people come out of having cancer and their marriage almost falling apart through the whole thing. And right now she was just telling me he's cancer-free and their marriage is better than ever and so on and so forth. I mean, it's incredible the
wow.
different things that have happened through these experiences and the, you know, the heavenly realms. My being able to tune in to people's higher self and give them really their own highest advice.
Tell me a little bit about that, because do you notice that when people are not in their higher self, they can't make any decisions?
Well, right, and then you just need to get yourself centered, but I can tune into their higher self, whether they're in their lowest point or not. I can tune into their higher self, and then their higher self talks to them, and they're going to resonate with it because it's so personal. It's them. It's not me. It's coming from themselves, from their higher self.
Mm. And in terms of, you said jobs, people, the two biggest relationship issues are relationships and jobs. We didn't touch on that. What is it in the workspace? Is it looking for a new career, or is it looking for more money? What do you find? Because you're here local in Southern California, right?
Yes, I'm in Riverside, which is about 60 miles away from Los Angeles. So, yes, you know, people have problems at work with wondering if they want to branch out to another type of job or the same type of job in the same company or, you know, what they might like to do there. Really, relationship-wise, can apply both on the home front but also in the workplace. And all of that, you know, what are our biggest problems in life? Sometimes with children or relatives, everything, just everything, anything that bothers us. That's what people dream about and ask me about for help with.
Yeah. Our minds are really, well, our subconscious is trying to work it out all the time, and it tends to be
always
something you forget. Is there a suggestion that you have for people to remember dreams? Is there a practice? What is
that? Absolutely. Yes. To make sure you have, if you're trying to remember a dream to submit, the easiest way to do this is to put a pad and paper by your bed so that you're going to do it when you first wake up. So right, though, when you wake up, if you lay there at first and say, okay, wait, did I just dream something? And then allow it to puff out in your mind as you remember any little thing. Allow it to puff out. Then grab your paper and pen and start to write where you were. I was at a park. I saw this. I saw that. And then walk yourself through. This person came up to me and said that. And do it in the order. Like, walk yourself through the dream, and things will appear to you. Part of the dreams will, it'll puff that dream out for you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you lose your keys and you say, where in the world did I put my keys? And you say, okay, I walked in the back door and then I went over to my office, or I went over by the couch. Oh, and then I went and I did this, and you know what
it's
I mean?
An analogy.
You walk yourself, that's how you remember where your keys are. Same thing works with a dream.
Mm-hmm. That's a great analogy. Go backwards and go back through it. Great point.
Right.
Great point.
Right.
You say in your book, The Journey Within, A Journey Within, why focusing on our inner fears is the best way to silence them. Can you give me an example of that?
Well, that's all about the voices in our head. We have voices, you know, as you're sitting there and you've already made a decision, and then all of a sudden the little monkey mind kicks in and your voices in your head are saying, but what about this and what about that? Well, once you focus on those and realize, just like listen to it and say, okay, these are my inner voices just yakking at me. And once you pay attention to that, pretty soon they drift away. Because that's facing down those fears. They're putting blatantly in your face all your fears. So as you're staring those down, then they can fade. Then your mind of reason can come back to you and say, wait a minute, I've already decided this, this, and this, and these things all make perfect sense. and work well in my life, and so on. Mm. So you've brushed aside those fears.
I think that's important. Sometimes if you look at it and you really call it out, then you can take that 15-minute rant.
Exactly.
And sometimes it really helps diffuse things. All right, so I want to mention one more time to our wonderful audience, if you call us now, 818-985-KPFK, then you can talk to the volunteers in the phone room there. It is a $100 donation for one of the readings with Luann Ludwig. Now, if you're really in a place where you're stuck, it's a great opportunity to get a different perspective from someone who's able to, as she said, tune into your higher self, even when you're not, and give you a chance to reflect that back onto you through her intuitive abilities and help you learn how to do that on your own. And so this is a $100 donation to the radio station. I want to emphasize that it is a donation to our radio station. You're not paying for a reading. You are donating to the radio station. And it's really important to realize that. Luann has been kind enough to donate her time so that you can also have a wonderful benefit from that donation, which is receiving some clarity from a very wonderful expert in psychic reading, dream analysis. She's been doing this for 2 decades and really has great experience. As I said, practice makes permanent. So definitely give us a call. I also want to mention there's 2 other things. So that's a $100 donation to the radio station. And you can call us again, 818-985-KPFK. Our volunteers are staring at me in the phone room. And you can also, there are 2 other things that I want to mention that are really cool. Our producers here put together some great fun drive items for you. And this one is called the City Backpacks for the Homeless. And it's a $150 donation. And what that does is it sends 3 city packs to the homeless of Los Angeles. In this project, it's called the City Pack Project, has produced over 45,000 backpacks in 118 cities in our own country, which is great. So you're helping people here in this country. And it is a nonprofit organization. They have been wonderful to help distribute these backpacks that are filled with things that are for cleanliness and health care and healthiness and all sorts of things that really help provide solutions and to be a part of the solution. It's got a great backpack. It's a sturdy backpack and a poncho that covers the body and the backpack. And it is got reflective stripes for the night viewing, I mean, just to keep people safe, all sorts of things. And so if you call us right now, 818-985-KPFK, your $150 donation sends 3 of those backpacks to the homeless of Los Angeles. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, which is wonderful. And also, if you want to be a part of our KPFK tour, dinner and mix and mingle party, that's happening Thursday, September 27th. Also, that's a $150 donation to the station, and it's limited to 60 people. So you'll get a wonderful tour of KPFK here at the station, and then you'll head next door to the Spitz Mediterranean restaurant for a wonderful dinner, a wine or beer included, all of that, and then you can mix and mingle with people that are listeners of KPFK and hosts, and also you get to groove to the music of a KPFK DJ. So that's pretty cool. That's happening here at KPFK here in Studio City. So give us a call right now, 818-985-5735, and you can ask for either the Mix and Mingle, which is a $150 donation, where you get to really participate in an event here and get to know other KPFK listeners and hosts and so forth. And then you can also, $150 donation is for the City Backpack. If you really want to be a part of the solution with our homeless situation in Los Angeles, this is an organization that's partnered with KPFK in helping create better lives for our Los Angeles homeless community and really help them and provide with some solution-oriented backpacks. That's 3 of them that gets distributed for your $150 donation. And there's also, for $100, a reading that you can get with Luann Ludwig. And this is via email. You'll be able to send in your questions and so forth, and she will help you with something that really can help you move through as being stuck or a situation, something that you're looking for. 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a $100 donation to the station, and many of these things are here for you to help other people. They're for not only helping yourself, which is the readings, but it's also helping other people by donating to the city backpacks for the homeless and also for the KPFK tour. You could also be a part of community building. So we've got it all covered here. Luann is still with me on the phone. Is that okay, Luann, if you can hang on with me for a little bit longer? All right, I appreciate it. It's our fun drive, so we do tend to do this every now and then so people can keep the station alive. So thank you for helping us with that mission. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Lisa.
So when we talked earlier about the idea of people come to you with jobs and relationship issues, do you have an overall message for people that tend to be dealing with a lot of chaos? We get bombarded by the news. We get a lot of messages sent to us every single day about misinformation, mistrust, and so forth. Do you think that that's playing a role in people's relationship or making it harder these days to cope?
Well, I absolutely think there's so much chaos going on around us, and we have to find that peace within. So if you step out and just start to make a practice of meditating at least, let's say, even 5 minutes a day, but for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, at least 5, 10, 15 minutes of meditation to help bring that peace and that connection to the heavenly realms to help give you a smoother way of dealing with all the chaos that's happening around us. You know, the more centered we can stay, the easier it is to cope with all this.
Mm-hmm. So the meditation, do you recommend an active meditation or sitting and really being in a still place? What is your version of meditation? There's lots.
I absolutely see so many versions of meditation, and they're all helpful. If you even just can sit and listen to just some beautiful classic music or some kind of music that just takes you away but turns you, not that you're thinking about the words of it, but that you're just floating, that's meditating right there. But, you know, a guided meditation or a more formal meditation. I normally do a more formal meditation myself, but sometimes just walking my dog, I do a walking meditation. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I don't put the podcast in my ears that day or for part of the walk, and I just tune in with look at the nature and stay in the now. Don't let my thoughts go. Just stay in the now.
You mentioned at the beginning of the interview that you tend to, or you communicate with the Ascended Masters. How did they identify themselves, or how did you know that? How did you come to realize that?
It came in waves. So it came in waves. The first time, though, was just amazing. I had a spiritual experience, and I just channeled, and it was crazy. And I have it on tape. It was like, wow, what in the world? And then for the next 2 weeks, I had all these just amazing spiritual happenings all around me. I was seeing these miracles happen. And I have to admit, I got a little bit scared off. I went, whoa, what is going on? And what's going to happen to my life if I stay in these shoes? And so I kind of took a little bit of a breather and then slowly went back into it. And as soon as I felt more ready for it, I opened my arms and slowly evolved to, I can hear, I see, I have visions, I hear, I have knowings, I can tune in to people and, you know, see them. If your brother-in-law passed away last week and you bring that up to me, it was so sad. I just had someone die or what have you, and you would say that to me, that person just kind of comes and taps me on the shoulder right then and says, you know, can I give them a message? I want to tell them blah blah, and I'll just pass the message on.
When you had that
incredible,
when you had that awakening, that opening, was it? You said you recorded it during the time that it was happening.
Yes, because actually it happened. I went and had what do they call it? It's kind of like a deep hypnosis thing, but it was a guided meditation where I went into a really deep meditation, and then all of a sudden I just started talking, and it wasn't my words. It was coming from elsewhere, and so that was all taped.
You went into a session with somebody?
Yes.
Ah.
And it wasn't for that. I just wanted to see what would happen. I actually went with a friend, and she couldn't tap in, and nothing really happened for her. And then, boom, all this came pouring out of me, and it was, oh, my gosh, my body just filled up with vibrational energy, and my pupils dilated. It was crazy, but it was awesome. And that was pretty much the first step to now. I've been highly trained. I'm highly skilled with pretty much all of the psychic gifts.
Just like anything, when you work with it enough, it makes it easier to learn what the what the symbols and so forth mean. But going back to that, I'm sorry, going back to that experience that you had, how did you identify this feeling that was coming through as scary? Wouldn't it have been an elated experience?
Well, it wasn't scary at the time. It was just very loving and exciting. But later when I gave it thought and that monkey mind tapped in, I went, oh my gosh, you know, what am I going to do? Nobody I know believes in any of this stuff. They'll all think this and they'll think that. And, you know, I let myself get scared off of it for just a short amount of time. And then I walked back into it slowly, and it started coming back slowly in various ways. And until I started just channeling the Ascended Masters, took me under their wing and started teaching me all of these things I wrote about in that book. And I actually used that book like a handbook to help me become a firsthand expert at all of those things I wrote about.
Wow. And so do you suggest, if anyone has had this experience, a way to write it down or to find, to record it or something, so they don't feel like the voices are crazy?
Well, I didn't think the voices were crazy. I never thought that. It just happened to be recorded, but it wouldn't have needed to be recorded. I mean, it was...
You remembered it. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh. And then when it started happening over and over, I mean, I would get what I call a tap on the shoulder, sort of an ache on my shoulder blade. I would say, okay, somebody needs me, and I would extract myself from whatever it was I was doing, whatever people I was around, and I would go back into the back recesses of wherever I was, building a car or what have you, or my house, and I would just tune in and say, okay, you know, what's going on, who needs me where? And I got all kinds of messages for people. Oh my goodness. I helped people get through incredible, like an auto accident. A friend of mine's sister had been in an excruciatingly horrible auto accident, and she miraculously, like she should have died and been crippled, but she ended up coming out of it pretty much okay, you know, 80-90% to normal. But back when it was in the critical stages, I was forever getting tapped on the shoulder when she was in distress, and she was in like a coma type situation at the time, and I would pass messages on to the friend that I know. I would send her texts, and these texts would go on forever, just whatever she needed to hear in order to help her sister through this crucial, critical time in their lives.
Does she remember it from being in the coma?
I was giving the messages to the sister, so she was really unaware that it was happening, and the sister was being guided through the time. Does that make sense? Because
yeah.
The one in the coma mm-hmm. wasn't the one getting the messages. It was the sister
mm-hmm.
who was with her at her side, helping them both.
Okay. Well, that is phenomenal. So you really have been helping people through major tragic things for a very long time. And
a very long time.
I definitely appreciate it. All right. Here is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. There were 8 of these readings available. I'm not sure how many are left right now, but if you call us, the volunteers in the phone room will definitely be able to get you connected with Luann Ludwig. The phone number, again, 818-985-5735. And if you call us, you will be able to connect with Luann with either a reading or a dream analysis. She will give you a detailed analysis of what it is that you're working out and need to work out. And we will get you in touch with Luann. So please give us your email address so that you can get in contact with Luann and start your journey with her. Again, the name of her book is called A Journey Within. And the number again is 818-985-KPFK. It is a $100 pledge to the station. And please give us a call right now. There is also, for a $150 pledge to the station, you can donate 3 city packs to the homeless of Los Angeles. Now, this organization is wonderful. It's called the City Pack Project. And they're really dedicated to ending, not managing homelessness, but ending it. And so they have great solutions. This is one of them, is helping people who are living on the street, for temporarily living on the street, to really have a place to protect their material possessions. Now, there's often a place where they're subject to theft. So this particular backpack is it's a very safe backpack that has a nylon material to withstand any type of environmental factors, or it's connected to it. It's got a lot of different places where there's excess space so that you can put things in it. Again, I mentioned that it has a poncho. It's very heavy duty. It's got extra loud Velcro to alert if there's anybody else opening it. If the person is sleeping, there's large mesh pockets for putting things in to dry. There's all sorts of things in this particular backpack, and it's a great solution for somebody who is temporarily living on the street that can have something to put their items, their possessions, their material possessions in. You're donating 3 city packs to the homeless of Los Angeles by calling 818-985-5735. And again, it's a $150 donation to the station. And also, if you want to hang out at KPFK, there is a very limited party that's happening here, and it's in September. And you can call for a $150 donation, 818-985-KPFK, and you can be one of 60 people who are a part of a very special KPFK tour, dinner, and a mix and mingle party with one of the KPFK's DJs. And so you're going to come here to KPFK, get a tour around the station, and then go next door to the Mediterranean restaurant Spitz, which is right next door to us. It donates lots of food to the radio station, and you'll have a chance to mix, mingle, have a great dinner, a glass of wine or beer, and you can also get some of the great music from our talented KPFK DJs. So right now, that's September 27th, 8 o'clock to 10:30. So get the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. We only have a few minutes left here in the show. So if you haven't called yet and you're looking for a way to be a part of a solution, this is a wonderful thing for you. There's 3 things I've mentioned here, and there's something for everyone. One, it's the reading with Luann. If you have a concern or something that you really are trying to decode, Luann has been for decades helping people communicate and connect with their higher selves to find answers that are really ultimately within. And however, it takes somebody else to shine that flashlight for us. So Luann is very skilled at doing that. That's a $100 donation. If you want to be a part of a solution, you can donate $150 and you can send 3 city packs to the homeless of Los Angeles. For every $150 donation, there's 3 city packs that go to help our homeless situation here by providing a very sturdy backpack for people to be able to have their items in. There's a poncho attached to it for protection and so forth, so that you can be under the poncho or have a place to sleep. And it's all connected to this backpack that has very loud Velcro, so there's nobody that can get into it without you hearing it. So it's a wonderful backpack. So it gets a chance to help. These are company, the City Pack Project, has produced over 45,000 backpacks in 118 cities in North America. So be a part of the solution. If you can donate a $150 donation, it really helps that situation a lot. And also, if you would like to also donate another $150, gets you to part of a KPFK tour with a dinner and a mix and mingle party. Now, this is a very exclusive event. It's limited to only 60. I'm not sure how many are left on this one. But it's happening in September, Thursday, September 27th. And it's limited, so you'll have a specific group that you'll get to commune with here at KPFK. You'll be a part of like-minded people and have community. So it's a lot of fun. Now, the volunteers are in the phone rooms right now, standing by, waiting for your phone calls, 818-985-KPFK. And they are on the phones right now. There are several of them on the phone, so keep calling. And if you got a busy signal, call right back because they are right there and they're waiting for your phone calls. We really, really appreciate your donations here at this radio station. And we appreciate you too, Luann. Thank you so much for your time. I know that you were just supposed to be here for 30 minutes, but I appreciate you being on for an hour with me. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I do have another appointment. I'm going to go ahead and
okay.
let you go, but I wish you all the best and everyone to support this radio station, KPFK.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful mission that you are all on.
Thank you so much.
All
and thank you.
Together.
Thank you for your support. And you get us out in Riverside, so you'll be able to have to tune in 90.7 FM.
Absolutely. Very good.
Thanks, Luann.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. And the name of her book, again, is called A Journey Within. And her website is luannludwig.com. I will spell that. It's LuannLudwig.com. And you can get a copy of, I mean, you can get one of her readings with her by calling us at the radio station. Check out her website to learn more about her. And you can also find her book on Amazon, A Journey Within. So the number again, 818-985-KPFK. We're closing into the last 2 minutes on this radio show, on The Aware Show right now. And I'm asking for your support and donation here on this radio station, KPFK. Now, what we do here as volunteers is we're constantly committed to bringing you the best of the best. And in our information, in our broadcasting, whatever we do here, it is 100% listener-sponsored. So that means what you put in is what you get out with KPFK. And because it is listener-sponsored, we do rely on you and these fund drives for keeping our station alive and thriving. And there are so many people here that work so hard to keep that happening and keep that running. And we work really hard to make these fund drives with something that you would benefit from, that could move you forward in your life. That's our mission with the Aware Show anyway, is information that inspires positive growth and change. And all of the items that we come up with for these fund drives are something that do exactly that, help you move your life forward and inspire you and create positive growth and change in your life. So that's definitely what's happening with these readings, as well as being a part of the solution. The City Packs for the Homeless is a $150 donation to the station. And the KPFK tour, if you want to be a part of the of KPFK and come and meet like-minded people, is a great community event. Come out, be a part of it. You're going to meet new people, people that listen to KPFK, dance to some of the music of a KPFK DJ, eat some of the great food we all go to next door at the Spitz Mediterranean restaurant. And just have a great time of community and music. And we'll all get to tell you in person how much we appreciate your donations, because we absolutely do. All right, keep the phone lines ringing, 818-985-KPFK. We appreciate you so much. And thank you so much, Gina Salvati, for all the work that you do with The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, 818-985-KPFK. And thank you so much for listening. Your energy makes these shows happen. I'm Lisa Garr, and until next time, I invite you to stay aware.